Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
Have you watched Holy Moly?
No.
I
know what's about to come.
Mate, the headline, I still can't, I've got a different news article now, but the headline I saw, you know how they like, oh, don't get suckered in by clickbait?
Yeah.
The headline that I saw that I'm like, well, how am I not going to click on this? It was Denise Drysdale chases giant gopher and falls over and hurts her shoulder. And I was like, well, I need to know. What's
Ding Dong
up to?
Oh, Ding Dong used to be on Studio 10. I love Ding Dong.
She did. There was no giant gophers on Studio 10.
So remind me what a giant gopher was, because in TV world, a gopher is like someone that goes and gets stuff for the set, on set and stuff.
Isn't it
a gopher?
A gopher?
Yeah.
Aren't they called runners?
Same thing, I think.
Gopher. Have you been calling our gorgeous production staff at the project? Oi, gopher!
No, I thought that's what a gopher is. What is the gopher you're talking about?
You know, the animal, a gopher.
No.
Like a, what are the ones that pat down stuff with the, what are they called?
Beaver.
Like a beaver.
I know what a beaver is.
Yeah, well, gophers
when I grew
like
up
that.
In America, we had beavers.
They're all
lots
from the foot family.
And they stick.
There's a gopher.
What?
They're from the foot family, yeah.
Foot family.
Yeah, like beaver, gopher. They are.
It's not a gover though. It's a gopher, and it's a beaver. So they're not. They're from the ver and fur.
Ding Dong was on Holy Moly, the popular putt putt mini golf show, and they've got lots of stunts in it. Right? It's basically like kind of it's a knockout.
Everyone knows what Holy Moly is.
Okay. Just play the audio.
This is
Chelsea.
Ding Dong hitting her shoulder while chasing a gopher.
Well, a man dressed in a gopher suit with a science lab coat on who's just electrocuted her. As
so
a
why
punishment.
Did he electrocute her?
Everybody knows what Holy Moly is, mate.
Yeah, I realise with a bit of context it's even funnier. So he just electrocuted her. Why?
Yes.
As part of the game.
Yeah, part of the game. Yeah. What's the game again? How does that work?
I think it's something to do with putt-putt.
They put him under all types of like pressure and challenge and stuff. Yeah. And so she had to like hit while getting shocked. Right? Or it was a punishment for not making her putt. Anyway, so he shocked her and she decides she wants revenge. So chases this poor acting student around who's dressed up as a gopher. And this is what happened.
Uh-oh, watch out. Watch out, evil gopher.
Give us your hand.
She's going to hand out the punishment now.
Put your hand in here. Give us your little furry hand.
Did Denise not know what she signed up for?
Give us your little furry hand.
Oh, ouch.
Oh,
it doesn't look good at all.
Oh, I've done my shoulder.
The vision of it, poor Denise.
Carrie Tommy show if you want to see it.
She stacks it right there when she's hurt. She's such a good sport.
She's such a good sport.
They would have filmed for hours.
Apparently, it was at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, what's Ding Dong shouldn't be up at 3:30?
Trolley by that stage, and she's hurt herself. She's fine, but she has hurt herself. You know the most amazing thing. She was playing with Stephen Bradbury, and once again, he was put through to the next round.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Or Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, as you have started calling yourself because you've recently taken up golf.
I've had two lessons.
Yeah, and in your own words, you are pretty good.
I hit it over 100 metres.
Yes.
I surprised myself.
You said you're already better than your partner.
I didn't say
you
that.
You did? And you said your real desire is to crush him.
I didn't say that.
Because he wanted to play golf into his old age and you realised.
It's a fun thing we could do together.
Yes, and you thought it was every now and then he said, no, every single day. But you started calling yourself Carrie Bickmore,
hold
of course.
On. I haven't started walking around.
You've got
saying,
a name tag
hey,
on.
I'm
it says Carrie.
I said it once.
Inspired by the great Carrie Webb. Seven majors under her belt. She's in the World Golf Hall of Fame. She's one of our greatest. She also joins us now. G'day, Carrie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I mean, do you feel bad about someone stealing your name, Carrie?
Well, I just think I have to concentrate to say Carrie, and you probably have to concentrate to say Carrie. So
it amazes me how often people call me the wrong name.
Yes.
Do people call you the wrong name often?
Oh, yeah, I get Carrie more probably than I get Carrie.
Yeah, when I say to people it's like Carrie Bag, they go, what? I'm like, oh, don't worry.
Oh, do you know that's why it's pronounced Carrie? My dad didn't want me to be called carry because I'd get carry my bags at school.
My parents obviously didn't care about that. In fact, that's how my mum said I should tell people to go.
So instead of spelling my name correctly, and they just changed it from a C to a K, and I still got Carrie. So.
Carrie, you have seen Carrie. Geez, now I'm concentrating to make sure I get them both. You've seen Carrie's swing.
Yeah, I sent you a few of them. I don't know whether our web guy sent you the ones where I had a bit of trouble getting the right stick, but did he send you one where I got it right or wrong?
No, I only got one swing, and that was the one when you crushed it into your hedge, the back of your lawn.
Yes.
I shouldn't have mentioned the four before that I didn't hit.
I was just thinking as things progress, your neighbours might need to grow the hedge a bit higher or get some impact windows or something.
Yeah. And I'm looking around the room. I may also need to remember it's a club, not a stick.
Yes. I thought you would have learned. Yeah.
Would they have played it with sticks in the years gone by, do you think? Do you think that's where it started?
How far back, mate?
Well, they were made out of sticks originally, so they might have called them sticks, yeah.
Carrie, what did you think of, apart from the danger to the immediate neighbours, what did you think of Carrie's swing?
Well, for only having two lessons, I thought that she's got a very good start, very good base to start with. One of the hardest things I think for people is to get the weight transfer within your swing correctly, and they end up trying to hit it off their back foot to try and lift the ball up, and and Carrie has got that down pretty well already, so that's a good solid start.
Yeah. I mean, so here's my question. I discovered the other day that to turn pro, have to say, I'm turning pro. You don't have to really do anything else. What would you think if I said to you, I'm thinking of turning pro?
Well, I would hope that your career to date has made you a lot of money, because you might be hungry.
Carrie, what would you say if I showed you the exact swing that you've just seen, but I said, this is a professional golfer, what do you think of the swing?
Well, I think I would have to see a little bit more proof of scorecards and stuff, perhaps. Although, actually, if all of my fellow competitors had their swing look like that, I'd feel pretty good about myself.
So. I feel like that with just a little bit of help, that this could be my new career, Carrie. So my idea is perhaps you could come and caddy for me for a game,
You
could just give me some tips and stuff, and then I'll be on my way. I could be pro by the end of the year, I reckon.
Caddies don't come cheap, you know, so 10% of your prize money. So,
Yep.
10% of nothing's not much for you though, there, Carrie.
No, it isn't. But we do get
endorsements. Caddies
do get guaranteed upfront money. So,
Do they?
How much are you going to offer Carrie?
My daily rate's pretty high, so I'm happy to do it.
Look, we can negotiate. That can all be done behind the scenes. Is that a yes? Would you be happy to caddy for me for just one round?
Yes, I would love to. Or, you know, we could just play together rather than
put a bit of money on the line.
Because then you'd know how far away you were from actually being able to say you're a pro.
That's great.
I mean, I haven't actually gone on to a green yet. I've only been at the driving range. So how about I do
Have
that?
Have you not played on a course yet? Carrie, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know that. I thought Carrie had at least been on a course.
No, I'd just been at the driving. I told you, I've only had two lessons. It's very premature.
Okay.
Well, you're the one that got the hurry on.
I could give you something to shoot for. You could you could play with me in the Pro-Am at the Vic Open next year in February.
That's great.
That's putting it in the diary now.
So Carrie's got an exact idea of kind of where you're at with your golfing knowledge and stuff. Because obviously if you're going to take to the course together, you don't want to embarrass Carrie.
Yeah.
Just a few words and we'll see if you know what that is. Do you know what a bogey is?
It's something that comes out of my nose. I know under par.
Oh, what's that mean?
Is that when you get it less shots than that particular part of that whole thing?
Exactly as it reads in the dictionary.
So if you meant to get it in three shots and you get it in two, you're one under par?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, see?
That is great. Good.
Yeah, that was pretty
Anything
good.
Anything else? Come
is there any
on.
Other
and what
terms?
Do you, what do you call that, though? What do you call that?
That's great.
Yeah, doing pretty good.
Kari Webb, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you on the course.
Yeah,
yeah,
on
that
the green.
Sounds like
green.
A plan, guys. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Kari.
Thanks, Kari.
Thank you, guys.
Kari and Tommy, the best bits.
So I've got another little Evie story for you, my 5-year-old daughter, Evie. Mm. I brought you the story last week of how she's taken to cutting her fringe.
Yes.
She's taken matters into her own hands. Evie, get your hair chopped off. So glad we played that because last week our audio producer Jez spent a lot of time making that and we never ever played it.
Because when you'd walked out of the room, Jez came in and he was on the Zoom and he had a rock singlet on. He was sweating. He had drumsticks in hand and he said, guys, it's taken me 2 days, but I've finally recorded the Evie thing. I can't wait for Kari to play it. It's going to be my crowning achievement. And then he didn't.
See what he comes up with today for today's chat.
Now?
Yeah. See how good he is.
Oh, but you're not going to play it. You're not going to play it, are you?
We just played it.
What do you mean?
That Evie let your hair hang down. What?
Oh, I thought you meant you're going to get him to come up with something else.
Yeah, I am now.
But how are you going to play it now? Okay,
well,
so we'll play that.
By the time we get to the end of this chat, he will have made something.
You hearing this, Jez?
Yep.
So we went to a house auction of a friend's on the weekend.
Okay.
And why are you looking at me funny?
I'm trying to think what Jez is going to make already. He'll be going house auction. Okay. House songs.
What is
God.
That song? House.
Our house. In the middle of our
today.
Street.
Other newer one. House. That like loud song.
Like loud song. Okay. Okay.
House.
This is a great game. I play it with my mum all the time. It's called Guess What Mum's Thinking. She gives you so few clues.
No, that song that's about house.
Okay. The good thing is you're giving Jez quite a lot of time to come up with something.
Anyway, welcome to
then?
My our house.
In the middle of our
house. Our house.
I think it's Flow Rider.
Flow Rider. There you go, Jez. Start working. Although it's not really relevant to the story.
Should I stop downloading Our House by Flow Rider?
I think we need a song that's about crying. Evie and crying.
Great.
Okay, so just, okay. So.
Cry me a river. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That could be good.
Jeez, he's quick.
Evie, don't cry me a river.
Don't tell him what to do, mate.
Okay, I'd do that.
Jess, you look pretty serious. You should do that, mate.
Anyway, I took the girls with me to this house auction of her friends to go support her.
Mm-hmm.
But I realised as we sat there, I was watching the guy. I hadn't been at an auction in so long and I forgot the whole rigmarole. Like, you know, they go on and on and tell you about the house and everything. And it only struck me when halfway through the spiel, I turned to Evie, who was really quiet sitting next to me, and she had tears streaming down her face. And I said, what's wrong, honey? And she said, why is he yelling at me? And I said, he's not yelling. What? And then I looked at this man who was going, and then I
have we got 100? We got 100?
Yeah, exactly. After having just told us that he could have calmly said the house is close to public transport and the city, but he was like, the house is far from public transport. Right?
Why do they yell?
I don't know.
They could just
go. We were very close by.
Yeah, they could just go, it's at 150,000.
Yep.
Does anyone have any other?
Yeah.
Why
yep.
are they yelling?
And
for?
The panic and the. And then I looked in and I thought, of course, she's never been to an auction.
Yes.
And I said, no, the man's not yelling. And then I was trying to describe what he's doing. And I couldn't come up with a reason why he was yelling. Anyway, I just tried to comfort her and say that he's not yelling at her. Anyway,
and
she was so distressed we went home. And I thought, why am I making her sit through this man yelling at her? We don't need to.
Yeah.
So we went home. And then as we were driving home, I was trying to chat to her about how, you know, there's lots of things that used to scare me as a little girl that don't scare me now because I understand them. And she just needs to, understand what an auction's about. And she was like what? And I was talking about going through car washes as a kid. They used to terrify me.
I love them.
Really? Didn't that make you scared?
No, it felt like an underwater ride.
Oh, but the things when they go...
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
You know the bit I'm talking about where it flaps?
Don't do it again, mate.
And then whoosh, whoosh.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good one.
That's just another one for Jez.
That's Jesse, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not Jez.
I'd. Yeah, well, I was just going to say, it's all right. My joke has bored me
Say it. I'm here for it.
I just assumed Evie was crying at auctions like most people are crying because it went for double the reserve price. Jez.
Yep, it's loading in now.
Okay, getting loaded into the system.
Yep.
Just got to hook up the Wi-Fi. What's the password again? Okay, just connecting through the dongle.
Evie.
Well done, Evie. See, he's good. He's real good.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You know those moments where you realise you're definitely getting old?
I have them often.
Do you?
Yes.
What was your latest? What's been your latest one where you realised?
Or definitely wearing the, well, two things. Wearing the dressing gown to drop my son.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
But also my realisation that I rely on tea to get me through an entire day.
Tea?
I have tea often.
That's so cute.
Tea and coffee. Not really. It's very old.
Earl Grey.
Yes, I love an Earl Grey.
Yeah, that's so old.
Chamomile with a bit of milk and honey too.
My mum has the oldest tea or whatever. She has chamomile, but weak, darling.
Oh my God, why does she bother? It's the weakest tea anyway.
It's just like light-coloured urine that she's having. My calves are so tight now that when I get up in the morning, I hobble and I have to walk down my stairs sideways because I'm scared my calves are going to snap.
You need one of those little things like in Seinfeld, George had, take you up and down
the stairs.
Travelator thing.
Yes, heaven.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. The other one, and this is the one I need your help with, is I don't know whether I'm getting scammed or not.
You know? Oh, mate, that's not an age thing. No one does.
You know when you have to ask people, is this a scam or is this real?
When your bank emails you and you're like, they have told me that they'll never email me. But this one looks like a legitimate one.
Yes, Google have told me they're going to shut down my life.
What's happening?
So I'm getting... My life is a little out of control at the moment in terms of I'm behind on everything.
On personal admin.
Yes, payments and stuff. And so I've got... The tax office chasing me. Oh, I've got other people chasing me.
Do that one first.
A lot of my bills are angry red, you know, where they're like, this is the last time we're going to let you know before we disconnect everything.
These are all the ones that your mum doesn't pay for you, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'll get her onto it, don't worry. Lift your socks up, Lenny. maybe have a hard chamomile tea, Lenny, and get to work.
Even a coffee.
But then there's this one. So I keep getting calls. You know how, like, scam things, they use normal numbers now?
Yes.
Like, as in, they're not private numbers,
no,
they're actual numbers.
But you often say to me, don't answer that.
Yes.
When it's not a call I recognize.
Yes, and this is when I realize I've gotten older because now I'm answering them.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm wondering if it's all this stuff that I'm behind on in my actual life. And I'm thinking, if this is if I can just pay this thing now
and
get it to, you know, they can stop calling me, that'd be great. This message... I've been getting these messages. Can you play that, Jesse?
Fine to get in touch with you. However, we are going to disconnect your internet and landline services in 24 hours. Please press 1 to resolve this issue and get connected to our technician.
I've just realised the problem. I wasn't sure whether that was a scam, but clearly I haven't listened to it well enough. I don't have a landline.
Well, you can't be that old then.
Yeah, you can't be that old. But also, is that a voicemail message?
Yes.
Are you listening to voicemail messages?
Mate, the first time I listened to that, I pressed 1.
You are old.
On a voicemail.
You've got text messages there that go back years. How many unread text messages do you have on your phone?
1,620.
But you're listening to voicemail messages.
Yeah, because I've got 715 missed calls. So I'm slowly going through the voicemail.
Your life makes me stressed.
Does it?
Yes.
It makes me sad.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
It's a sad day, guys.
Why? What's happened?
Louis Otten's died.
Not Louis Otten. My second question, who's Louis Otten?
He is the man that invented the cassette tape.
No way.
94 he's died at. He's a Dutch engineer who invented the first ever, I've got one here,
I thought it was Robbie Cassette.
Actually, yeah, I wonder why it's called cassette.
I don't know. Because I remember getting singles.
Though, yes, well, they came after cassettes.
Robbie Otten.
Do you know what's so weird?
Because it's a whole set.
What's the cass bit?
No, I reckon it'll be. Where did you say he was from, Robbie Otten?
He's Dutch.
I reckon it's probably a Dutch word.
Do you reckon cass?
No, cassette. Cassie's first lover.
1310-60 if you know what cassette lover means. Anyway, it's weird.
Can't wait to take these calls. Why is it weird? Why is it weird?
Because this morning, you know, I'm cleaning out my study.
How big's this study?
I've been cleaning it out, I'm not kidding you, since March last year. I'm busy, mate. I'm a busy mum.
That's not what people take from that story. They take from that story, Carrie's got a huge study and a baller house.
I just have so many boxes of crap that I'm trying to go through.
That's the same
and then I
thing,
get bogged then down and then I get all sentimental and I go sit
Robbie
down
often.
And I end up reading love letters and I'm crying and it's a lot.
Remember when we read our boss, our producer Saunders, book of love letters?
Oh, my God.
And it was the most depressing thing I've ever read.
And then she had to take it back part of the way through because it got too real.
Screaming, don't look at that!
Anyway, this morning I stumbled across my container of cassettes, and that was before I knew that Louis Cassette was his name. Louis Otten's died.
Robbie Otten, I think.
No, Louis, isn't it?
Oh, Robbie Cassette was my joke. Sorry.
Also, it's
before
a French
I knew
word,
he
by the
died.
Way.
Is it?
Cass meaning little box.
Little that is going to come in handy sometime.
We found your little box of little boxes.
Oh, you nothing.
You have got a hell of a
cassette.
I meant to not finish.
What? I've got a hell of a cassette, a lot of cassettes here. Anyway, and then it just tipped me down memory lane. I found my first ever radio show that I recorded.
So in this one,
when I was a kid, I'd have to rewind and then press record and play at the same time, and then I'd stuff it up and I'd use the opening Neighbours theme song because sometimes I'd be a news anchor.
That says Carrie's radio.
And occasionally I would act in Neighbours, so I was very multi.
Did you do radio plays?
I did radio plays.
Because this says Carrie 1 to 2 years.
Well, that I think is me speaking when I was 1 or 2 years old. I think from my mum. Yes,
that's pretty good.
I know that's
What's
Agadoo?
What's this one?
Oh, no, I knew you'd find that one funny. you used to make your own little mixtapes, cassette
this, mate.
Ones. Yes.
This is the Scripture Union Sailing Camp 99, the album, and then 4! Like, the one you've been waiting for.
There
Bugger
are some
off,
good
so
tunes
fresh.
On there. I got Jesse to load into the system.
I know,
system.
I can tell because you've written underneath it, all time hits for you to enjoy, .. You've experienced this is so great. Anyway, you've experienced it all, .. Now treasure the classics forever.
Is that what I've written?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
But the songs.
Oh, yeah.
The songs really take you back.
Actually, these are classics.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are classics.
Like which one?
Give me a little sign, Pete Andre.
Give me a little sign, girl. What a tune.
Baby.
Show me that you're my girl.
Of course, you've got Getting Jiggy With It, Will Smith. What's Sunshine?
Oh,
Dario G.
That is a tune. Deal, deal, deal.
Is that that?
Yes.
That's a great tune.
So before you diss my Scripture Union Sailing Camp album, what about Joyful Joyful? That's a tune.
What's 11? What's In Flight Entertainment?
Oh, I don't know. We couldn't find that one. We looked it up.
Oh, sorry.
Jez, our audio producer, said I've put all of them in except for number 11, In Flight Entertainment.
I should have known to only mention the ones you point to.
No, we've got them all. You can play any of them.
Okay, great. Yeah. We got the Whitlams. That's a bit of
Whitlams
fun.
Whitlams was good. Joyful, okay. Joyful. You played that?
What's Deb?
Do you know what?
Okay, do you want me to just say Joyful, Joyful, mate?
There's got to be a God song on the God album, the Scripture Union album.
Just tell me which one. Okay, Tristan Shout. That's a bit of fun. What's Devil Woman, Cliff Richards?
Devil Woman. Oh, no, it's not the one I thought it was.
This is what I play when I'm sailing.
Song.
Picture me out here on my
not at your
schooner.
Not at your church camp.
How?
Oh, you'll get a lot of cassettes if you play Devil Woman.
Wow, imagine Slick.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Sorry, we've just been through your cassette collection. I didn't know there was a part two to it. Sorry.
I discovered all my old cassette and I brought them to you. And then I thought I'd bring you all my CDs I had.
Oh! any more?
Because I found all these old CDs.
Welcome back to Hoarders FM.
And then Blu-rays.
Yeah, next week, newspapers that we still have kicking around the house.
I've got some of them.
Great. Hey, did you keep the newspaper from the day you were born? Well, not you. Did your parents?
Yep.
Did you?
Okay,
I didn't do that.
Did you?
No.
It says, it doesn't say anything about you, though. It just says something about your parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they aren't losers who hold on to everything.
That's the thing. I do.
You've been well documented. Your cassettes from yesterday, they had you talking.
When I was one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think my parents cared about me talking, though. Because I was the accident at the end. And no, they were like, whatever, mate. Yeah. Look after yourself.
But it did make me laugh because when I looked through my CD collection that I had, it's all from an era. And it made me remember how I had the music I liked. And then I had the music I said I liked because a boyfriend at the time really liked.
So do you want me to guess?
So it's the most eclectic.
So I'll guess which ones you like and which ones your boyfriend liked, okay? So first up, we have Nirvana Unplugged. That is absolutely what you thought was cool to like. And you've never listened to it.
Yeah.
It's still in plastic. Oh, God. Actually, it's a burned copy.
Oh,
you've been breaching copyright. What is this?
What is that? Oh, no, that's just my friend's wedding.
Oh, okay.
Wedding, Romani and Jason.
I've never heard of Romani and Jason.
You have. You've met them, actually.
Have I?
Romani and Jason on the walk.
Oh, on the walk. Yes. On the walk. Yes. Down in Tassie. Headless Chickens. Body Blow.
This is a good song.
What is this?
And then my boyfriend at the time gave it to me. And then he wrote me a little card. He drew because he's now an illustrator. He was very good, Pat. And he drew me a little card.
Did he draw that on the front? That's really good.
Yeah, when we were really little. See, he's a good drawer, isn't he?
Sorry it's late. Happy birthday. Sorry it's late.
Look.
And that's why
I've been drawing for a week straight. President of the United States, that's absolutely not yours.
No, that's mine. I love them.
Okay. She's
a bit of Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson will be yours.
Yep.
So will the Ultimate Party Collection CD 3. CD's not in there.
Yeah.
Including such hits as Wild Thing by The Troggs. And Little Honda, The Hondells. What's Little Honda?
I don't know.
Walk the Dinosaur by
Walk the Dinosaur.
Open the door, get on the floor. Everybody walked it. Oh, remember when that got the party started? Oh, can you play that? Open the door, get on the floor. Everybody walked it. Oh, shut up. My boyfriend's here. Put Nirvana on.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Do you remember?
With Carrie and Tommy, it's time to take a look back at
the archives of your guys' lives.
Ooh. Sorry, I forgot it had a name change.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the time where we look back through the archives of our lives and find a pic of each other or a story. And
as you said to me,
I'm telling everybody, you get it.
Yeah. And as you said to me the first time, it's really important when I show you the picture, you ask me, when was that?
Because that's because it was when was that Wednesday. Yes. But if it's not called that anymore, then we don't need to linger on that phrase.
So now when I hand you the picture, you go, is this from the archives of your guys' lives? If you say, when was that?
Is this from the archives of your guys' lives?
This is. Because
okay, hold on. Am I looking for you? I'm looking at a class photo right now.
How old are the kids?
To be fair, I want to ask, when was that? What period of time?
Well, it's a tricky one because I don't actually know.
Okay. Is that Pete Hellier's kid there?
No.
That looks like Pete Hellier's kid.
No, that kid's name's James. Oh. I remember everybody in this photo.
Okay, give me some of the people.
That's Michaela standing above me. That is Josh, my best mate from primary school, next to her. That's James. That's Thomas Leong. Me and him got to sit out of religious ed classes together. And
why?
Just hung out because we both didn't do it. We both got notes from our parents saying we didn't have to do it.
Oh, my God, your parents were amazing.
My mum hated that education that was being taught in a public school.
Oh, go Lynn.
Did I say education or did I say...
God. She hated that education was taught at school. How dare they?
If you make this idiot smart, he is not going to have a career.
Where are you, though?
I'm the one with the bowl cut, mate.
Where?
Oh, we'll definitely be chucking this photo up on that Gary Tommy show.
Yes. Doesn't that
that's look not you.
Doesn't that look exactly like me?
Actually, there is one giveaway that it is you.
It's my ears, isn't it?
No, it's your droopy eye.
Is it? Did I have a droopy eye?
I thought it was age that caused it to droop. You had a droopy eye back then.
Did I?
Yeah, look at the right one.
Is it? That's not even my droopy one. How have I swapped droopy eyes as I've got older?
Oh, my God, that's so cute. Did your mum cut that bowl cut?
Dad chucked a bowl on that and went to town. I actually noticed me and my best mate Josh there. I've talked to you about Josh before.
Is he your next-door neighbour?
He was my next-door neighbour, and we had steps over our fence. And he had the same last name as me the same birthday. Oh. And our families were, best mates.
Oh, he looks lovely.
Yeah, well, we're going to chat to him and any questions that you may have about
that little Thomas Little.
Yeah, right. We're going to do that next.
Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits. Do you
remember? With Carrie and Tommy, it's time to take a look back at the archives of
your guys' life. Okay, set the scene. We're I reckon, 5 here.
Are we?
I don't know. You look about year 5. It's a school photo of you, and in it is you and your best mate, Josh, who is your next door neighbour.
Yes, Josh Little.
You're both really cute. He seems a lot taller than you.
Yeah, he was. Yep. But also, he is standing on a step there.
Right.
Like, it's a tiered photo.
Right.
Yeah, it's a classic school photo where you've got people at the front sitting with their hands on their knees.
Yeah, I was always in the front.
Were you?
Yeah.
I was, I reckon, the smallest in class there. But I feel like this is younger than grade 5. Anyway, to answer some of these questions, my best mate from primary school, g'day, Josh.
G'day, Tommy. How's it going?
Mate, I'm good.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Good. Very well.
Josh, do you know what year we are in?
When was that?
Yeah, when was that?
We're in 1994, and this is grade 3, Ron O'Brien's class, if you remember him, Tom.
Can I say what I love is the kids, so you're all in school uniform and there's one kid wearing a Batman Returns t-shirt.
Yeah, awesome.
Could you just do that, could you?
Oh, well, I don't know. I obviously didn't think you could. Josh, what are your memories from our primary school together? Because my memories are basically me and you playing a lot of basketball together, kicking the footy together a lot and just being at each other's houses the whole time.
That's so
beautiful. It was a good experience. I lived most of my life in your shadow because you were the popular one with the girls and the teachers. So.
That is not true. My girlfriend in primary school got you to break up with, she told you, you had to come over to my house and you told me she doesn't want to date you.
I don't remember that. Actually happen?
Yeah, that actually happened. Anyway,
and now
I won't
employ the same technique for yourself, isn't that right?
Yeah, I tell you to tell
them. Get other people to do your dirty work. Josh, was Tommy good at basketball?
He was great at basketball. So Tom was a representative of the Nutterwadding Spectres, and he wasn't the tallest. So you got that right from the photo. He was quite young, small, I should say, at primary school, but he had very good handles, much like Kyrie Irving, and he was.
Don't know who that is, but great.
He was a little bit of a basketball prospect coming through the ranks, and then.
And then what happened? Why didn't it?
Josh was a gun footy player.
Oh.
I think basketball or any sport, when you get to kind of 14, basketball became Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning, and when you realise there's. You know.
Fun to be had.
Yeah, I mean, that was about to be rude.
Yeah. hey, what's one of your funniest memories, Josh, from that time in your life with Tommy?
There was quite a few. I was trying to think earlier, and one that came to memory was Tom and I used to walk together to primary school because we were next door neighbours. And I remember one time rolling berries, because we used to roll berries along the road and cars would drive over the top of the berries, and it was quite funny. I had a bit of a loose roll and it kind of hit the car a little bit, and the guy pulled over and chased us through like a backyard. There was this massive mansion somewhere in Surrey Hills, and we kind of got a little bit separated and scared. Tom was a bit quicker than me then, so he managed to get away, but the guy caught me and gave me a very stern talking to.
Josh is always the kid that if you had a slightly naughty idea, you would mention it to him, and not only would he do it, he'd raise the stakes by about 10, and then suddenly you're running from police for no reason.
I'm surprised. I feel like you would have been the one leading everyone astray.
No, mate.
No,
you have not met this man.
Hey, Josh, are you surprised that Tommy's done what he's done with his life?
No, not really. He was always, the funny kid at school, very entertaining, yeah, got along with everyone. Like, as I said, he was the popular one, despite the allegation of me doing breakups on other people's behalf. But no, he was always always good for a laugh. And yeah, I'm not surprised at all to see how far he's gone.
You're a bloody good man.
Well, you always do talk about how much you love your friends, and Josh is in that.
Yeah.
I feel like from those early days, Josh, friendship was incredibly important to Mr. T. Little.
Yeah, definitely. I remember another story, actually, which he'll love me telling this, but we were doing cross-country, like inter-school cross-country, and I wanted to win it. I just thought, if you just run as fast as you can for as, you know, long as you can, you should win cross country. Little did I know that you actually need to be fit to carry out that plan. And I was leading for ages, and then I just got a stitch and started to keel over. Tom saw me, stopped running, put his arm around me, aww, and we both walked equal last across the line together. And that's a memory of Tom I've never forgot.
I mean, I was just tired.
Heels
as well.
Yeah. Hey, just before we go, Josh, Tommy always talks about how his mum's cooking was horrendous. You spent a lot of time at the little household. Is that true?
Oh, I think horrendous is a very harsh word. I was pretty blessed. My mum's cooking was a bit, wasn't too bad growing up. So I don't think I. Yeah, made the excuse to go around for dinner. I had a pretty good setup at home.
You've answered that question well.
Josh, you'll be able to chat to you again, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.